Seventh Street.
Mary?
No, I think you have the wrong number.
Oh,
who are you
sorry.
Calling?
7th Street Travel.
Yes, this is 7th Street Travel.
I think it's Mary or Meredith. She left a message on our system. It's the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, no, you're calling Meredith.
Okay,
can you hold
sorry.
On just, yeah, can you
yeah.
hold on just 1 minute, please?
Sure.
I'm sorry. And who is this calling?
My name is Lena.
Lena?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Meredith.
Okay, sorry. I didn't get your name right from the message. So your reservation number is 2411-0043-4528. Is it right?
No,
4828. Just 1 minute. Okay, let me just pull the file. 7th Street Travel, right? And you are the owner,
yes.
100% owner of this business?
I'm the president.
Oh, you're the president. And how many owners do you have?
Just another one who is the vice president, I guess you'd say, or secretary treasurer.
Mm-hmm. And this number is your company phone number?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another number where we can reach you, just in case?
No.
Okay. And your business is a sole proprietorship, or it's a corporation?
Corporation.
It's S Corporation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you are located in Garden City, New York?
That's right.
All right. Okay, great. And it's a travel agency, right?
Right.
Okay, and what is your gross annual sales, approximately at least?
Well, we make commission on our gross sales. And
I understand.
Our gross sales are over $1 million, so we probably make 100 and something a year.
Okay, but this $1 million, it goes through your bank account, or your customers pay directly to, you know?
Well, some
forever.
Of it goes through the credit. You know, we're like a clearinghouse. In other words, if they give us a credit card, it goes directly to whoever is going to provide the services.
Uh huh. And then you get your commission
right.
from them.
Right.
Okay. So $1 million, it's not what goes through your bank account. It's
right.
not what you report. What
right.
I actually interested in, what you report to IRS, the first number, the gross sales, that would be 100-something thousand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So a little over 100,000. Okay. And do you have any loans on the business right now?
Yeah, we do. We have 2 small loans, probably totaling about $23,000.
So right now your balance on 2 small loans is $23,000, and these loans
right.
are with which companies or banks?
Amazon Capital.
Okay.
And... oh, my God, I can't think of the other one. It is,
That's okay. That's fine. It will be on your bank statements. But how do you pay them? Do you pay them?
I pay them daily.
Both of them daily?
Yeah, right.
Okay. And what is your needs right now?
Well, that's why I'm calling you. I mean, you sent this to me, and I'm just wondering, you know, we'd like to make some capital improvement, but it would
mm-hmm.
depend on how much we get from you.
I see. And what kind of capital improvement? What do you need your funds for, if you can elaborate a little bit?
Well, we would like to hire, maybe 2 people, and we need some new computers and new carpeting. You know, we want to just make improvements.
Mm-hmm. new computers and new carpeting. And how much are you going to spend for your computers? Do you know?
I don't even know because we haven't gotten anyone in here yet.
I see.
You know, we need four.
Four computers, and usually you buy them where?
Oh, sometimes we go to Best Buy or, you know, we buy them anywhere.
Okay.
HP.
So, so you just need your working capital.
Right.
Okay. So you would be willing to pay off one of the loans you have right now and get the extra cash?
Right. Right.
Okay. And do you know approximately how this $23,000 divided to your loans balance?
I think it's half and half.
Half and half. And how much did you have originally from them?
It wasn't like it was huge anyway.
Yeah.
Like one was like 17 and one was 20.
And both were on your business or it was personal?
Yes. No.
On business. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where's our regular girl?
Yeah, I see. So I will need to send you the email with a list of documents we would need for us to take a look at what we can do for you. So what would be the best email address?
Send it to M, like Mary, and A-N-D, T like Tom, Paisley, P-A-I-S-L-E-Y, at gmail.com.
Okay. Let me read it back to you. M like Mary, and T like Tom, P like Peter, A-I, S like Sam, L like Larry, E-Y, at gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay, great. I will send you this information, and as soon as you will send it to us, it takes maximum 48 hours to process and tell you what exactly we can do for you.
Okay.
And do you process credit cards or you do not?
In other words, if someone needs a credit card, we call it into the company.
Okay, so you don't have a merchant account. Okay, great. So we will just need your six most recent bank statements and 1 year tax return. What is your last year you filed? Did you file 2015 already?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so the business part of federal tax return, that's all we need, and K-1s.
Okay.
Okay. And my name is Lena, and Meredith, I will send you this email shortly, and as soon as you send the documents, so I'll get in touch, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.